Hey man, how's it going? Real quick, run down to the show notes and tell me what you think. Okay, hopefully by the time this is out, I have changed the Facebook information. I have a personal page. Okay, that is me. Okay, and I'd like to keep that part of my life personal. I don't think I'm going to be sharing every last little bit of every last little thing that goes on in my life with everybody on everybody that's, you know, a fan of Hey Man. Okay. Think of it in prepper terms, and we'll call it operational security. Okay, I don't think that it's an okay idea for, you know, right now it's only tens of people, but could be thousands or hundreds of thousands, possibly even millions of people that, you know, don't necessarily need to know my kids or my wife or the, you know, the things that I share on my personal side. But I also want it to be, you know, Hey Man, and go to certain Facebook pages and comment and post and interact as Hey Man, as me, without, you know, my personal page. I've gotten into politics and a lot of negative stuff, and I want to keep all that over there. You know, I'm cleaning that up over on that side. That's fine, but I don't want anybody new to think, well, you know, that's kind of ugly what he said, you know, so many months or years ago. I don't think he should be a part of this group or be a part of, you know, my friends list or whatever. You know, that's, you know, it's me, but it's not really me anymore, kind of thing. If that makes any sort of sense at all. Alright, so if you see Rich Heyman in any of the groups that you frequent, that, you know, you would expect to see somebody like me in, that's me. So, the last episode, I felt like I kind of rushed the ending up a little bit and didn't quite finish up the way I wanted to. You know, just kind of rushed through it and da 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 da. Started thinking about it. Maybe I didn't cover it that well either. Maybe there's some other areas I can talk about, make things a little clearer. I got the idea of emotional content from Bruce Lee. Okay. Not only was he a fantastic martial artist, but he was a great philosopher as well. Alright, it may not seem like it now. Okay, but, you know, I would go so far as to say he was an even greater philosopher than he was a martial artist. As great of a martial artist as he was. I forget which one of the movies it was. But he's talking with the kid and he's training him. And he's trying to get the kid to hit him. But the kid's just going through the motions and he can't hit Bruce Lee. Duh, who can hit Bruce Lee? But, you know, his goal is to hit Bruce Lee, his teacher, his master, his trainer, whatever. And he can't hit him. And Bruce Lee says something along the lines of, you know, you don't have emotional content. You're just kind of going with it and going through the motions and hoping that a fist lands or a foot lands, whatever kind of thing. You're not here in the present moment. You're just going through the motions. But to have emotional content to the point where it's, you know, you're putting yourself into it. You are acting and reacting, and you are, you know, you're doing it. It's you doing this. It's not muscle memory doing this. It's not, you know, you're not in some zombie zone. You are fueled by your emotions. You are experiencing and reacting to your emotions instead of being a drone, an automaton, robot, drone person that, you know, that you're a Christian because you were a Christian. You are a Christian because your family has been in Christianity for many, many generations, many thousands of years. Or you are a Muslim for the same reason, or you are a Republican for that reason. It's just, you know, that's what my family has been for however long. And that's who I am, and that's who I'm, you know, instead of, like I kind of have that problem now with Donald Trump, okay? I considered myself up to that point, you know, I'm not a Republican, not a conservative. I'm more anarchist type area, but given the options, of course, Democrat or Republican being the two major ones that everybody's going to vote for and completely ignore the third party options. You know, I side more with the Republican than I do the Democrat, but when I heard the news that Donald Trump had won and we had dodged the bullet of Hillary Clinton being our president, I was so excited and happy that I started to kind of sort of slowly refer to myself as Republican, as conservative, even even to up to the point that I'm, you know, I'm changing my mind in the middle of, you know, my podcasting days. I knew it was going to be a problem, either which way. And a lot of people were using the phrase, well, you know, he is the lesser of two evils. I'm like, yeah, well, you said it there. The lesser of two evils is still evil. Right? You just called him evil. And I agree with you. But we're not here to talk about politics. Emotional content. I have had way too much of that emotion. I can't. I'm not going to deal with it anymore. You know, maybe, like, I found this new station that plays a bunch of the old, it's light, easy listening, rock and roll type stuff. A lot of the oldies, like the 50s and 60s, the old Beatles. That kind of stuff. And every so often they will play a bit of the news. Like, oh no. And I'll get all worked up and angry, and I try to suffer through it just to get a feel of what's going on out in that world. But it for me, it serves to remind me that I've got better things to do. I've got other things to do. Because of that world, I now have things that I have to prepare for, skills I need to learn. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be all tinfoil hat or whatever. It's just that, you know, if something were to happen, okay, I'm good. I don't necessarily need to be a part of that world anymore, except for every once in a while, in case, you know, if something were to happen, okay, China and Korea and Russia, they all join together and decide that they're going to invade the United States. Okay, I'm going to find out about this, whether I listen to news radio or not. Whether I follow President Trump on Twitter or not, I'm going to find out about it. Okay, I can't do it anymore. This car just drove by and says, elect a clown, expect a circus. You know, I can't escape it. It's everywhere. But, you know, I can kind of like mindfulness. You know, it comes by and I don't dwell on it. It's aggravating, yes. It's like an ear hair that just won't lay down and quit tickling your ear. You gotta reach up there and pluck it out and make it go away. Okay? Just like politics for me. It's tickling at my ear and I just reach up there and do away with it. I don't necessarily need to sit here and dwell on it and have it beat me in the ear all day long and suffer. Just make it go away. And all is well. All is at least better. Okay? I would like to focus more on positive emotional content, positive energies and people in general. Okay. I would rather spend time around like people like Matt Graham. You know, just to listen to the guy talk. Download a couple of interviews and listen to him talk. He's a real super positive kind of guy that, you know, even, you know, the last interview I listened to, approved by Sarge or Sarge approves, something like that, the last interview I heard him on. And, you know, the guy and the girl, the couple that run the podcast, you know, they were being silly with him, and he's being silly back, but, you know, some of it got a little, I guess, maybe over his head, or something he didn't want to talk about, and he, you know, got kind of quiet, I guess, and you could hear him smile, and, like, kind of dodge because he didn't know what was happening kind of thing, and that, you know, I want to be that guy. You know, I don't want to, if you in a personal conversation or in a group or whatever, face to face, and we got to talking about politics, I would just be quiet, because it's not something I want to talk about anymore. It's a dead thing to me. There's no good going to come out of it. If it's one-on-one, me versus you, one of us, you know, it's going to turn into a debate. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to be happy. Somebody's going to be angry. And I don't like being sad. I don't like being angry. I don't like making other people sad. I don't like making other people angry. So if you try to get into some sort of a political debate with me, I'm going to dodge the subject. I'm going to, I guess, if nothing else, I'm just going to let you talk. And when you finally decide to talk about something that I want to talk about, then, you know, we can talk about that. But I'm not going to spend a bunch more of my time, you know, having a conversation about any of that. I'll vote. I'll, you know, listen to the issues. I'll go through those motions just because it's, it feels like it's that thing that I'm supposed to do. Whether or not it makes any sort of a difference, I don't know. But if there is to me a very obvious person that should not win, okay, like Hillary Clinton, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure that that doesn't happen. Okay? Going out of my way is not, don't take that as a threat, whoever is listening. By going out of my way, I mean, I'm going to speak out against somebody like that on Facebook or something like that. Okay, I can't stand the idea of another 8 years of Clinton rule or another 8 years of Democrat rule. Not that I necessarily want another 8 years of Republican rule either. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. Remember, I said the lesser of two evils is still evil. There are plenty of other third-party candidates that were way more qualified to be president than Donald Trump is. But because they weren't Democrat or Republican, they didn't get a second glance. Kind of in the opposite direction of where I wanted to go. I wanted to be all happy and bubbly and that, but that bring politics into it, didn't it? I just. Open hole in the sky, and the sun is right in the middle of it. It blasted all of its heat down on me in my air-conditioned vehicle. But look out across the mountains like that, man. Look at that. Wow! That is so amazing. I just cannot get over this little chunk of the planet right here. I've said it over and over and over again on many a podcast. Okay? That go on Interstate 49 between Fayetteville and Fort Smith. If you live anywhere near the area, just drive up and down that chunk of interstate right there, and it's so, so pretty. It's very wild, man. looking out across the hills, especially since spring and everything greened up. You can really see the clouds dance along the hilltops, and oh wow. Why would you want to spend all of your time focusing on something like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and all those clowns? All of those distractions. When you could be sitting up on this hillside right here, looking across the mountaintops, watching the shadows from the clouds. It's kind of like watching stingrays floating around on the ocean floor. Watching the little shadows. Well, not little, I mean huge. But watching the shadows creeping across the hilltops and the mountaintops, and you know, it's like watching the stingrays swimming across the ocean floor. It's so cool. And to know that right now I don't have a knife on me at all. And how did I think about it? I don't have a pocket knife. I don't have any sort of sharp blade on me at all. And I could walk out into those trees right now and know that there's the possibility that I may or may not have to return back to society. That everything that I need is out there. These rocks right here, I can break into knives, into axes, into hammers, into clubs, into whatever tool it is that I need at the moment. And I'm good. I could use those little tools to make bigger tools, to make, you know, to make shelter, to make food, to garden, to hunt. And I didn't have to go to Walmart. I didn't have to go to Amazon. I didn't have to go to Dick's. I didn't have to go anywhere. Guided by my emotions. I'm so angry at this civilization, this society, so fed up. You know, another show that I watched, I binged Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening, was The Boonies. It's on Hulu. And I'm pretty sure it was just the one season. That's all that was on Hulu. Right? But the couple that lived in the treehouse, they had a... I remember from the first time I watched it. And I may have been out of the room whenever he explained it again. But he's got a tattoo. And they've got a little placard that's over the top of their front door. IHFHI stands for I Have Freaking Had It. It's a palindrome, same forward and back. And he didn't say freaking. Okay? Just to add a bit more emotional content to it. Alright? But I understand. I feel it, man. I freaking had it. As far as that emotion has gone, my cup has flowed over. I've had way too much. And there's nothing, there's no turning that faucet off. It just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. You're like, maybe if I just hold my hand here, you know, or try to drink as it's flowing out. I don't know. For years and years and years and years. I remember being in grade school and arguing about Bill Clinton. I have freaking had it. So now I aim at more positive things. You know, if modern society, modern civilization, the world at large now is the thing, is, you know, is progress, is advancement, then I'm going to turn around and go back the other direction. Hey, yeah, I've got a phone in my hand and I'm recording a podcast and I'm going to put it on the internet. Possibly the crowning achievement of our civilization and our society. I agree. But I'm going in the other direction now, man. I'm instead of trying to become more advanced in politics and more advanced in government and more advanced in technology and civilization and whatever, I'm going backwards. I'm getting off of this train and I'm gonna walk the other direction. I want to go back to a time where people spoke to each other face to face and shook hands and hugged and looked each other in the eyes and gave off subtle little hints about what was really going on. Hey man, how are you doing? Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, you don't get that emotional context from an email or a text message or an instant message. It's not there. It's dead and it's cold. Even the words "I love you" hardly mean anything sent across the text message. Perhaps it's a bit of a reminder. Hey, I was thinking about you. I didn't want to disturb you. Just wanted to remind you that I love you. Hey, yeah, it's cute and fuzzy and stuff, but compared to standing there and looking my wife in the eyes and telling her how much I love her and planting a big kiss right on her, you know, that text message is a fart in the wind. There's no substance to it. But to give my wife a hug and to share that space together, that's something. And now whenever I go on deliveries and, whenever I first started, I was pretty nervous. I wasn't really into the idea of, I just want to get in there, do my delivery, get my signature, and get out of there. Move on to the next spot. But now that I'm trying to add more emotional content to my every minute, every day, every second, I walk into a place with as big of a smile as I could possibly muster. I walk in the door, "Hey man, how's it going?" Make a little small talk, get to know whoever it is on a little more personal of a level. Ask them how their weekend was. "How was 4th of July for you, man? Did you set off lots of fireworks? Did you have fun?" That's me now. And I look people in the eyes and I ask, and I can see how they really feel. Even if they say that they're fine, I can see whether or not they're really fine or not. "Oh, I'm good, man, I'm good." Even though their body language and their eyes say, "Nah, I'm not really doing so good, Rich." I would rather not have okay, how about this way? Think of it this way. The more personal of a relationship that I have with you, the less you're going to have to read my words. Okay? Part of the reason why I try and get everybody to contact me, even if it's just an email, that's one step closer to having a more personal relationship. "Hey man, how are you doing?" "I'm good, what about you?" If you're listening to this, hopefully you're on the same kind of wavelength as I am. I can tell through watching you speak what the truth is. Okay, kind of like that show Lie to Me with what's his name? Like Ed Roth or something. He's a really good actor. He was in, what else was he in? He was in that movie, the show Lie to Me, where, the base of it is he could look at a person, and there's a science behind it, you know, pupils dilating or constricting or whatever, and little twitches, little tiny nuances that you got to pick up on right then and there to understand what's going on and find out whether the person is lying or telling the truth. And I don't think that I'm that good. I don't have that gift well enough to be able to point at you and say, liar! You were lying to me. But I understand it well enough that I get this feeling about you. Whether or not you are telling the truth, or whether or not you are, you're being shady about it, or you're holding something back. Depending on the conversation, like whenever I talk to Colin on the little video conference thing, I make sure that the phone is far enough away from me that you can see me speak. I'm sitting in a seat. I'm waving my hands around. We're talking, we're BSing, we're having a good time, alright? But you can see that I'm holding something back at a certain point. You can see that, I'm telling the truth. I go out of my way to not tell lies. Okay, there's that. That saying that if you always tell the truth, then you don't have to remember what it is that you said. Okay, because if you're, lies or stories, you tell one person a story, you tell somebody else a different story, that's in a roundabout way lying. Tell one person one thing and you tell the next person the same exact thing and it's the truth, well then you don't have to remember any stories. All you have to do is remember the truth, speak the truth, not speak any lies, and you're not caught up in this thing. What a tangled web we weave when first we do deceive. Hey, I might hold something back, kind of like how, as a parent, you hold back the truth on whether or not Santa Claus exists. I remember being so angry at my parents whenever I found out that Santa Claus wasn't real. Now, hey, spoiler alert, kids, Santa isn't real. But it's just, whenever I get lied to about things, whenever I get deceived about things, I'm not happy about it. How am I to expect somebody else to be happy about me lying to them if I'm going to get angry about them lying to me? So I focus on emotional content, on positive emotional content. I try to be as truthful and as positive as possible. What's the weather like out there, Rich? Well, it's hot. But the sun's out and it's pretty. The trees are green. And that wouldn't have happened had the sun not come out. If it were cold and miserable outside, there wouldn't be all this green beauty flowing all over the mountaintops. So it kind of sucky that that it's hot and miserable outside right now, but we kind of got to take the sweet with the sour and suffer through the heat so that later on this evening, whenever you get out of work and you go home, you can sit there and look at all the pretty trees and play in your garden and grow all your fruits and your vegetables and play with your rabbits outside and all the other little animals bouncing around and they're going through all the little cycles. It's all cool, man. It's all cool. So anyway, I've found, I've really been trying to focus on this the last week or so, and I've found that instead of sitting there and dwelling on something negative happens. Okay, instead of sitting there and dwelling on it and letting it eat you up alive inside, to just take a nice deep breath, relax, let out a nice big exhale. It's all visualization. Like a couple episodes ago, whenever I was talking about burning that chunk out of my diary and burning that effigy of my ex-girlfriend. It's all a visualization. Not really casting a spell or anything like that. I'm not trying to bring any sort of religious thing into it. Okay. But trying to get you to focus and to recognize that there are negative energies and there are positive energies, and that if you spend too much time focusing on the negative energies, then those negative energies are going to polarize you into a negative person. But if you spend more time focusing on positive stuff, then you're going to polarize yourself into being a more positive person, which is exactly where I want to be. I'm tired of all of the negative crap. I have freaking had it. done with it. You know, instead of, like today, today is Monday. Everywhere I walk into, hey, how's it going? Hey, man. How was your weekend? It's Monday. You know, instead of me answering that question with, it's Monday. You know, I stay positive and upbeat. How was your weekend? Oh, it was fantastic. If something negative has happened today to make me refer to it being Monday, then, you know, I just kind of, you know, set it off to the side or, you know, brush it away or not focus on it and just be done with it. You know, it happened and move on. It's time to worry about something else now. I woke up 5 minutes late and I'm now 5 minutes behind on everything because everything's so scheduled. And like, wait a minute, just calm down, relax, be cool, man. Don't get all weird. Just be cool. Take a nice deep breath. And, you know, it sounds weird, but it works, man. And not for any sort of religious reasons at all. It's all visualization. Playing a trick on your mind. And you breathe in the good stuff and you breathe out the bad stuff. Okay? No, there's no need to get all, well, what's the word, religious? You know, it's all, you know, and that, not to sound mean about it, but you're playing the trick on your own mind. That's, you know, what I've gotten out of my religion research. Okay? For lack of better words, you're playing a trick on your own mind. Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with Jesus or Muhammad or Krishna or Yahweh or whoever. Okay, they're all stories that are told, you know, in the nicest way possible, to play a trick on your mind. Yeah, you know, I get it when people say that they just focus on the good parts of Christianity. Cool. Does that make you a better or a worse Christian or Catholic or Muslim or Jew that you only focus on the good parts? Okay, it's for me, it's one of those things that, you know, can't can't have your cake and eat it too kind of thing. You know, you can't you can't make a cake out of poo, put chocolate icing on it, and say, oh, well, the icing's good. The icing's the best part. The icing, just only focus on the icing part. But you've got a poo in your cake. The poo is part of it. That's kind of where my trouble with religion today is. You know, that your religion is based around all of these things in this book, and this book has got some really scary, nasty, awful things in it. But don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to this good stuff over here. But that bad stuff is part of it. Just like, look at all this good stuff that's happening in our society, in our government. Okay? Pay no mind that it's Donald Trump that's doing these things. Focus more on that the things are getting done. But it's Donald Trump. It's this guy. It's this guy doing these things. It's Hillary Clinton doing these things. It's Bill Clinton doing these things. It's whoever doing these things. And you know, none of these people are good people. None of these people are doing these things out of the kindness of their own hearts. Not one single congressman, not one single senator, judge. None of these people are doing these things out of the kindness of their heart. If they were, then they wouldn't be collecting a salary to do this. It's a job. They're earning a paycheck. And when you do your job at your factory or at your restaurant or wherever, your ability to have a job tomorrow depends on how you do your job today. Kind of like an election. It's a job interview. And you know, your campaign trail is your interview, and you're putting out your best foot forward, and you're selling yourself as best as you can. Man, I gotta get off here. Alright, hit the social stuff and we'll pick it up in the next episode. Later, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.